أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
After his return from Hajj al-Wida, Rasulullah stayed in Medina till the close of the 10th year of Hijra. And in 11 after Hijra, in the Muharram of 11 after Hijra, he fell ill. He commissioned an army to be led by Usama. Usama was the son of Zayd ibn Haritha, who was killed in the Battle of Mu'ta. And he commissioned this army to go with Usama to avenge the death of Zayd. He insisted they leave. And personally preparing the flag despite his illness, he gave it to Usama saying, "Go in the name of Allah and fight them." Usama was a young man, and when many refused to accompany him and they felt insulted at the Prophet's appointing a son of a freed slave to lead the senior helpers and companions, and they were grumbling and criticizing. When the Prophet heard it, about their grumbling, he was dismayed and he was sad. And despite him feeling, he got angry, came to the pulpit of the mosque and said, "What is this that you are saying on Usama's appointment as the commander of the army? You talked in a similar manner when his father was commissioned to lead the army. By Allah, he deserves to be a commander, and his father also deserved the leadership of the army." 3 days before he died, he asked for a pen and paper so he could write something down. One of the companions refused, saying that the Prophet is overcome by illness. We have the Quran, which is sufficient for us. Ibn Abbas said that was such a sad day, that Thursday, because when he asked for something, they did not give it to him, differing and quarreling until he said, go away from me, I am more sound than you are." He asked for the sons of Fatima to be brought to him, and Fatima brings them. They greeted the Prophet, sat by his side and wept as they witnessed his agony. The Prophet ﷺ hugged them and kissed them. Then he said, "Call Ali." Umm Salma narrates that the closest person at the time of the Prophet's death was Ali. Early in the morning of the day when he was going to die, the Prophet called Ali, who had been sent out on an errand. He asked 3 times for him. Ali came before sunrise. The Prophet needed some privacy with him, so he came out. And she says, "I was the last to be out, and I sat closer to the door than the others. I saw that Ali lowered his head towards the Prophet, and the Prophet kept on whispering into his ear, and therefore he is the only one who was with the Prophet till his last breath." So at the age of 63, on the 28th of Safar, 11 after Hijra, which coincides with the 28th of May, 632 of the Christian era, the Prophet left this world. The Prophet that was sent as a witness, as a bringer of glad tidings, a warner, and an absolutely awesome personality, left the world. He was given the ghusl, the wash for bathing the dead, by Imam Ali alayhi salam, and buried in his house adjoining the mosque where he lays today. Imam Ali alayhi salam wept openly, saying, "O Prophet of Allah, I love you more than I have loved my parents. Your death put an end to the prophethood, to revelation, and to the messengers from our Rabb. While death of other prophets have not resulted in this way, your death caused a grief that every other grief was forgotten. The grief of your separation became common sorrow, and everybody felt it. If you had not ordered us to be patient and not to lament and bemoan loudly, we would have kept weeping and lamenting ceaselessly, though all this lamenting could not have compared with the actual losing of your separation. But death is an inevitable event. Nobody can turn the death back. Nobody can stop it from coming. Please remember us before Allah."
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to take lessons from this life, from his life. For he says in the Quran, "لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ." Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.